You're listening to Central Time. Coming up later, it's Food Friday. This week, we'll dig into a summer classic, potato salad. Right now, the University of Wisconsin system has been at the center of an ongoing fight over funding and tenure. The university system is frequently at odds with the state legislature, which has worked to reduce the power of tenure, and we've seen funding cuts to higher education here in the state. Wisconsin is not alone in this, with other states often facing similar challenges. With the ongoing cuts and challenges to tenure, professors and other faculty facing a loss of tenure or reduced paychecks have started looking elsewhere for opportunities. While some professors are leaving their posts, it looks like faculty may not be exiting at as high of a rate as previously thought, especially as universities fight to keep their top talent on board. Lee Gardner joins us now. He's a senior reporter with the Chronicle of Higher Education. Lee, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that's the going theory, isn't it, Lee, that in states with questions over funding, over tenure, a lot of faculty are leaving, looking to leave. What are you seeing at UW and comparable schools around the country?
Well, that's certainly been the rumor and the conjecture that there would be a lot of people leaving. But when I started looking into it, I found that, in fact, there haven't been that many more tenured faculty leaving than there have been in recent past years. But what there has been is a concentrated effort by other schools to recruit faculty who may feel some discontent with how things are going politically in the state. And also all the talk and the conjecture and the discussions about people leaving has had impacts on morale at the universities in the state.
We'll dig a little deeper into that in just a bit. But first of all, obviously here in Wisconsin, we've been focused on what's going on at Wisconsin colleges and universities. How unique is our situation here in Wisconsin, though?
Well, you know, there are a number of states where there have been budget cuts or budget problems, Illinois being a prime example where the university system and indeed, you know, much of the public institutions in the state went without any state appropriations for almost the entirety of the last fiscal year. You know, states like Kansas and Louisiana, there have also been big cuts. So the tenure situation is somewhat unique to Wisconsin, but there are a number of states where you know, there have been problems, there have been controversies, and the discussion about people leaving have been going on.
How much focus is there on, I guess, the rock stars at universities like this, the people who are big names in their field, maybe bringing in lots of grant money, the students come from around the country to study with them? Do they tend to be the focus of efforts to pirate away faculty?
They do. I mean, certainly any faculty member can put him or herself on the job market. But I think most of these recruiting efforts are going to be focused on, you know, top scholars who are going to bring along those research dollars or just, you know, add more prestige to the institutions that want to bring them in. That goes on all the time. But again, I think that what's been borne out is that a lot of those efforts have intensified.
Now, you write that not maybe as many faculty as we might think are leaving a place like UW-Madison in particular, but it's taken a lot of effort from the university itself. What kind of things have had to happen to keep those faculty on board?
Well, you know, one of the interesting things I found is that while not appreciably more tenured faculty have left, at least according to the last numbers that I saw, but the number of official counteroffers that the university was asked to prepare by faculty who had job offers from elsewhere tripled from the previous year. So clearly there was a lot more discontent, a lot more people looking, maybe a lot more people, frankly, using an offer from another institution as a way to leverage, you know, a little more salary or, you know, a better lab or something like that. You know, several sources told me, including the provost there at the Madison campus, that the university budgeted $16 million just to basically fight poaching efforts to, you know, increase salary, to, you know, add other resources to sweeten the pot to keep top faculty around. They also told me that that's not something they can sustain, you know, for many years if this situation goes on. I mean, with money being tight, $16 million in the overall budget of the institution is not a huge amount, but it's not something they can afford to spend every year just to keep their professors.
Right. Amid budget cuts and tuition freezes, $16 million going for that one thing, a retention, is $16 million that isn't going for something else.
Absolutely.
We're talking about universities in Wisconsin and elsewhere facing budget cuts, changes in tenure here in the state, and whether faculty are looking to jump ship, go elsewhere, what universities are having to do to keep them on board. Lee, you mentioned the issue of morale. What kind of things did you hear from people as you wrote this recent piece?
Well, I mean, I think that a lot of people are finding it very difficult to keep their focus, not only because of some of the political hot buttons that have occupied the legislature and the media. That has certainly taken a big part of the public conversation, but also internally. I mean, people talking about wanting to leave, hearing about other faculty members who are have applied for other jobs. Several people told me that it has just, created this enormous amount of noise on campus, as one person put it, where, doing the jobs that they have to do, which are, considerable jobs, have been made tougher by all this talk and frankly, a lot of negativity from some quarters.
And some people who do leave universities do so with some fanfare, writing public pieces. We've talked to some departing UW faculty on this show about why they're leaving. We've also talked to some who are staying about why they stay and why they think it's a good decision for faculty to stay. But is that part of what has attracted so much attention, that people are leaving, writing, and talking about why they're leaving?
Oh, undoubtedly. The professors leave the institutions where they are now for new institutions all the time, but clearly some faculty members, for one reason or another, often I think as a form of political protest, are making a bigger deal out of it now, and they have an opportunity to say, I'm leaving, and the tacit implication is, and probably you should too. I think that there is something else here other than at work, other than just like, I'm not happy and I'm leaving. It's an attempt to sort of preach a little bit, I think, and express some displeasure about the situation there in the state.
Of course, most people out there aren't college professors, but a lot of people might be listening thinking, I'm looking at maybe sending my kid to a UW school or a similar school that's facing these challenges, or I'm an alumni of one of these universities. I'm concerned about what's happening to this place that educated me. Does this all ultimately affect what happens, the educational experience for undergrads at a school?
Well, it can. I mean, I would hasten to point out that, the Madison campus is still, by any measure, a really fine university. And many of the other regional institutions in the state, students can go there and get a good education. There are a lot of dedicated faculty who are still there and remain there. The biggest challenge, I think, going forward is funding and when you hear it from the university's perspective, the biggest challenge they face is being able to appropriately staff their departments to be able to do the work that that they're meant to do. And money is a bigger challenge to being able to do that well than, talk about people leaving, if that makes sense.
Is part of this a public relations issue for universities having to make the case for their benefits for the state, the community, things like that, so that they resolve these conflicts with legislatures, sell their mission to the public better?
Well, several people spoke of their frustration that in the past several years there, university professors have been sort of defined in the public rhetoric as these, these people who get paid these extravagant amounts of money and then don't offer any benefit to the state, or, it's an issue of respect, but there's this this rhetoric that I think has rankled a lot of people who, work very hard, I think. They would certainly say so, and I think you can demonstrate that they do, to educate the citizens of the state. A lot of the dissatisfaction has not only been with the political side of things, where there have been budget cuts and attacks on tenure, but also this idea that somehow university professors are wasting people's money rather than trying to do their jobs with less money.
If states like Wisconsin and Illinois are seeing other faculty or other universities elsewhere trying to raid their faculty, presumably other places around the country aren't seeing the similar sorts of cuts to funding. What are you seeing as far as trends in higher education funding around the country?
Well, funding, state funding is down almost everywhere. I think North Dakota is one of the few states in the last 6 or 7 years that hasn't been pretty much hasn't cut higher education overall over that period of time. You know, there have been some ups and downs, but the trend overall is downward. And that's been going on in all manner of states, not just states run by Republicans who often have a small government, less tax agenda, which kind of helps contribute to cuts like that. No public institution anywhere, I think, if you hear them talk about it, feels flush with cash, feels like they have enough to do everything they want to do. What they're doing in almost all cases is doing the best they can with what they have, which is, of course, dependent on the legislator and voters to provide.
Lee, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Lee Gardner. He's a senior reporter with the Chronicle of Higher Education. He joined us to talk about how public universities in Wisconsin and elsewhere are navigating a changing landscape of tenure rules and funding cuts. Coming up after the news, we'll talk all things potato salad. On this week's edition of Food Friday, we'll get a potato salad, at least one, for every season. And by the way, we'd love to have your feedback on the Ideas Network. That's what you're listening to right now. You'll find a survey on our website at wpr.org/survey. We want to know how and why you listen to the Ideas Network. Again, you can do that at wpr.org/survey. Thanks for listening. This is Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.